WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It was a rainy, stormy night across the middle part of the country. ABC's Trevor Ault is near Louisville, Kentucky, where the mayor has declared a state of emergency.
Overnight, a powerful spring storm tearing into the central U.S. In Jeffersonville, Indiana, winds flipping tractor trailers and cars. A student at the University of Kentucky knocked off their feet by severe winds of at least 60 miles an hour. The storm's causing massive amounts of damage in just a few seconds.
This morning, thousands of power outages across the country because of it. Deadly earthquake in Taiwan. 9 people trapped, hundreds injured, more than 100 still trapped. 9 were killed after a magnitude 7.4 tremor centered 60 miles south of Taipei. Israel's military chief says Monday's airstrike in Gaza that left 7 aid workers from the charity World Central Kitchen dead was a grave mistake. Many of Israel's allies, including the United States, say they're outraged by it. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One person has died in a crash that happened just north of Wisconsin Dells in Adams County. According to the Adams County Sheriff's Department, a truck crossed the center line on Highway 13 Friday morning in the township of Del Prairie and crashed into a semi. A medical helicopter was called in, but the truck driver died before being transferred to the aircraft. Authorities identified the truck driver as 50-year-old Shannon DeShannon of Wisconsin Dells. 2 people were injured, including one seriously, in a crash that happened Monday afternoon near Columbus. According to the Dodge County Sheriff's Department, the crash happened along Highway 16 and 60 in the town of Elba. A truck had trouble going around a curve, overcorrected, lost control, and overturned. The driver was a 20-year-old from rural Randolph. He was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Another man in the truck was also hospitalized. Those injuries are not believed to be serious. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Cloudy and windy with some snow and blowing snow likely today. We could get an inch or two of additional accumulation with wind out of the north gusting to between 30 and 40 today. So conditions are going to be a little rough for travel here through the day. 38 the high tonight, 30 tomorrow. A little more light rain and snow, high of 42. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm Maddie Jones. It's Rick Springfield now. This is Jesse's Girl.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her. Along with the charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Where can I find a woman 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Michael Cimbello, there is Maniac from the movie Flashdance. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Wednesday?
I'm doing great, Maddie. I think we're all over the weather thing, though.
Yeah. It's not lovely out there. Let's just put it like that. And obviously, because of the weather, we have a lot of school closings in the area. Now, there's a pretty good chance that if you didn't know this already, you're probably getting ready for school and you're going to show up and there's nobody there. But there's a pretty good chance that a lot of people know this information. But let's run down what we do have for school closings right now. Baraboo schools are closed today. Now, this does include the public schools, Community Christian, St. John's Lutheran, and St. Joseph's Catholic. Columbus schools also closed today. Lodi schools having a virtual learning day. Montello and Partyville schools are closed today. Portage schools closed. That includes the public schools as well as St. John's Lutheran. Poinette schools are closed today. Reedsburg schools also closed. That is the public schools as well as Sacred Heart Catholic. Sauk Prairie, Westfield, and Wisconsin Dells schools also closed as of today. Now, I'm seeing reports and getting some reports here this morning that some of the roads are okay, some of the roads are not okay. It just kind of depends on where you're at and how much snow they've maybe gotten and who's been able to get out and plow and clear things out already. So please, 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 if you do have to be somewhere here this morning, take it easy. Give yourself a little extra time. I'd rather be super early than be stuck in a ditch somewhere. Mm-hmm. Let's just put it like mm-hmm. that. So please, please be careful out there, though, this morning. And this is yucky. It's just yucky. I just took Aspen out a little bit ago. It's like walking through slop is essentially what it is. It is absolutely disgusting. And then, of course, the wind is going to gust today 30 to 40 miles per hour. So yay for winter, I guess. My goodness. Oh, not fun. Not fun. So please, though, again, I'm going to implore anybody who has to be out today, please take some extra time and get where you need to be safely. That winter weather advisory that we're under does continue until 1 o'clock today. But then, of course, with the winds, snow and blowing snow going to be kind of a factor and a problem for a majority of the day. I don't know how anything this wet can actually blow around, though. My goodness. It's like a little bit of I don't even know what to describe. It's like slushy. It's like being in a slushy machine is mm-hmm. what it's like outside right now. So it's just gross. I had water over the top of my shoes this morning. Aspen won't walk in puddles. So you can imagine how hard it was for her to go outside and do her thing early this morning. And then every time she'd find a spot, the wind would about blow her over. So it was dilemmas all the way around out there this morning.
Like I said, I think we're over it. We're just kind of, okay, here we go again. Same deal. Yeah.
What I love is the birds are chirping this morning. I mean, they sound angry, though, is what they sound. They don't sound, it's not that beautiful melody that they like to, you know, chirp out first thing in the morning. This is like an angry, what in the hell happened kind of chirp.
They're protesting.
They are. All the plants, though, seem to be loving it. There's more greenery than I can even imagine this time of the year out here at Goose Poop Pond. So I guess the moisture was very much needed. Now, the bad part about this is, you know, normally after one of these types of systems, then we have a couple of days of sunshine, right? No, not tomorrow. No. In fact, we're supposed to see some more light rain and possibly even some snow mixed in again tomorrow. And it doesn't look like temperatures are going to rebound, because that would be what we hope, right? Like, this is just kind of one of those phenomenons that you get this time of the year. But no, it looks like Mother Nature is going to keep us probably in the 40s for a good majority of the next few days. And in fact, they keep decreasing the temperature. Like, we were looking at, you know, mid 60s by next week, the middle of next week. Now we're back down to like 55. So we'll see what happens.
Insanity.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, 2 weeks ago, we were wearing our shorts and it was 70 some degrees. And we were like, ooh, get the lawnmowers ready. Let's start planning those beach days. No, that's not what's happening now.
Not right now.
Mm-mm. Oh, my goodness. But besides watching it snow yesterday, anything fun and exciting happening in your world?
Well, you know, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it started off yesterday as just kind of a routine day. And going through the course of the day, I mean, when I saw the first light flakes in the air, I was kind of, okay, it looks nice. It's cool. All right. Sure. You know, but then later on, it turned just so wrong at it that was, time. But yeah,
I have to say, yesterday I did what any hardy Midwesterner does when they find out that there's some snow coming. You go out and you get groceries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I started looking mm-hmm. around my house, and last week when I got some groceries, I literally only bought enough stuff to get us through the weekend when Max was going to be here and it was Easter. And then I started thinking, huh, if we're all stuck here for a couple of days, because who knows at this point, I really have nothing that I can cook for Corey or Dexter or even myself. So I should probably go to the store. That's what any good Midwesterner will do when they hear yeah. that there's some snow in the forecast. Even if it's an inch, we're like, ooh, we could
that's
definitely
what we
use
do.
Some milk and some bread, couldn't we? Better mm-hmm. get some extra toilet paper, too, because that's what we do in the Midwest. So I went and I did that yesterday. And when I left, it was just starting to kind of sleet and grapple. By the time I got home, I was like, wow, this is an all-out sleet storm. This is neat.
Mm-hmm.
It was just one of those days yesterday. So hopefully yeah. everybody gets to kind of hang out and enjoy a snow day. Well, the kids do. Adults don't really get that luxury, right?
You don't unless get that opportunity.
No, yeah. unless they happen to work for the school district and then they get a snow day as well. But I got to tell you, I'm okay with a snow day today. Now, I don't love the weather that we have outside, but I just said to Corey about 2 weeks ago, I feel like we missed out on a lot of snow day opportunities this past winter. We didn't mm-hmm. have a lot of horrible weather. I mean, there were a couple days there where it sucked, but it wasn't absolutely horrible. And then that was pretty much it after those couple of days. And I feel like we missed out on some key snow day type of weather where you just shut life down for like an entire day and you don't really have any responsibilities and you get to just sit at home and veg out and maybe do a little binge watching, hang out with the fam. That's kind of what I'm hoping we get to do today. Now, I don't know what Corey's schedule is, but Dexter could very much use a day of distractions. His anxieties are kind of getting the best of him right now.
Sure.
So he could kind of use a couple of days of distractions and just where we hang out, we just watch some movies and all of that good stuff. We're going to get some school done early today. And then I told him last night before I went to bed, I said, check out all of the different streaming platforms that we have. And I said, you and I will sit down and watch some really great movies or some good TV tomorrow. So hopefully.
See, now that's going to be fun. That'll be fun.
Right?
Yeah.
I need a day with my kid. He needs
exactly.
a day with his mom.
Yeah.
The anxiety is, you know, where he tends to have the biggest issues in life. And then his anxieties and then basically take the OCD and push it into overdrive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where we're mm-hmm. at right now because, you know, the weather was really nice. Now the weather's not so nice. There's a few different things that at play here, mostly kind of himself, but, you know, he's still learning how to deal with some of that and working with a therapist to get through some of that. But some days are yeah. better than others. And I feel horrible for him because whenever he has a day where it's been not so great, then he's one of those people who's all in or all out, right? So then he's like, well, it hasn't worked. Obviously, I'm not doing anything right. And I'm like, dude, look at how many good days, though, you've had leading up to mm-hmm. this point. You're not there yet. There are going to be good days. There's going to be bad days. And we've got to take them as they come. And I promise eventually there's going to be more good than there's going to be bad. And so he was a little hard on himself last night. So Corey and I had to kind of talk him down a little bit. But
yeah,
we're going to erase life today just a little
yeah.
bit.
Hopefully later on you'll get some quality chill out time
yeah.
and everybody gets to relax a little bit. You know, yesterday in the afternoon, sometimes something just kind of catches you off guard.
Sure.
And it just kind of staggers you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Flaherty passed away yesterday, and a lot okay. of people are unfamiliar with the name Joe Flaherty, but he was in several movies that
sure.
people know. He was the Western Union man that delivers the message in the rain to Michael J. Fox and
yep.
Back to the Future 2. He was one of the border guards in Stripes with Bill Murray and John Candy. He was in Happy Gilmore. He
yep.
was in Freaks and Geeks. But I knew him from SCTV with his co-stars like John Candy and Eugene Levy and
yeah.
Catherine O'Hara. And, you know, I mean, Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara just in the past few years were on the creek, you know.
Yep, yep.
And Joe was one of those guys that when he did work, he was out there and,
yeah.
and you saw him. But he wasn't out in the spotlight as much as some of the other SCTV cast members.
Right.
But when I was growing up, I would say I watched SCTV just as much as I watched Saturday Night Live.
Sure.
And Joe was just one of those great sketch actors who created these just hilarious characters, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when these people pass away, when these celebrities pass away that have been a part of your life for so long and you remember fondly, when they pass away, it just catches you off guard. You know, it's like I said, it's just kind of staggering. So
yes,
that was kind of sad to hear about that yesterday. You know, I don't know. But
I think we're getting to a point, as we've talked, we have so many of those celebrities that we grew up with that we're starting to, I think that's starting to happen more and more, right? I mean, Michael Jackson was, a few years ago, was a really big one for a lot of people because obviously he wasn't that old, King of Pop. And then when Prince passed away, I think there was a lot of people in the same type of mentality. And then just more recently, when you had Tina Turner pass away, that was a big one for me. That was a huge one for me. That I know exactly how you're feeling, because that's how I felt when Tina Turner passed away. Like, you don't even think about the fact that they're mortal, right? Because you've seen them on screen for so long, or in music, or whatever it may be, depending on where their fame came from. You see them all the time, and you don't even think about them almost like being mortal, because they're like this living legend, right? And so, no, I know exactly how you feel, because that's how I felt when Tina passed away a few months ago.
They're a touchstone to your younger days, your youth, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you bring that up, because we were going to talk about this morning, but I feel like this is a perfect segue into this, because, you know, when we get to a certain age, you know, we're still listening to music that we knew from when we were a kid. We're still watching movies that we were watching when we were a kid, and we love all of them just like we did when we were 13 years old, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that there is a reason for this. It's not a sign of immaturity. It means you're perfectly normal. There's a therapist out there. Her name is Nikki Roy, and she says that there is a thing called neural nostalgia, where researchers are actually finding that the music we listen to as teenagers binds to our brains differently than anything that we're ever going to hear as adults. This is actually really fascinating. I actually had to go do some more reading about this. Now, it actually makes that music a great coping mechanism, because according to her, it helps us get out of our heads and helps us to connect to ourselves and makes us feel alive again. Now, there's an author who adds that the music we listen to at that particular age becomes attached to our sense of identity. And he says that we're discovering music on our own for the first time when we're young, often through our friends. We listen to the music that they listen to as a badge, as a way of belonging to a certain social group. He says the same concept can be applied to movies, books, all of that. So what you're saying actually makes sense. And it's a perfect tie-in for what we were going to talk about today. But I actually went and read a little bit more about this study, and it is truly fascinating, some of the things that they have found, especially if you're a music lover or you love some of those movies from when you were a kid. It's really fascinating how they're tying that to really positive things from our childhood and just really who we are as individuals. So I think that's pretty cool. Music speaks volumes, right?
Oh, totally. Totally. It's interesting, because as you get older, of course, you're still checking out new music, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
You're still, you know, investigating and finding out and exploring. But at the same time, that stuff from your younger days, it always sticks with you. And there are so many memories attached to that music. So if you still got those old Styx and Def Leppard albums and you're clinging to them like nobody's business,
it's okay.
It's all right.
You're perfectly normal, according to science and researchers. Mm-hmm. I love that study, though. I think we need more studies like that. It's why I'll always be a blockhead, Finn. It's okay.
And I know that you listen to newer music too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we listen to everything.
And when you have kids, they have their music that they listen to. But still, there's just some of that nostalgia that is always going to be there
so
with
upset.
You.
Our kids get so upset, especially Dexter, who's with me, obviously, more often than Max, even for the last couple of years, just because, you know, when we get into the car, if we're not listening to the radio, which sometimes, let's face it, you just want your playlist. You just want to run down the songs that you absolutely love, that you can belt out in the middle of the car, because we all sound better in the car or the shower, depending on where you're at. And so you just want that playlist. And so without fail, we usually end up on Moms, at least for a little bit. Now, there are some things on there that he and I can agree on. There's other things that he listens to where he's like, huh, that's a really awesome song. Or he'll hear a drum beat that he's never heard before. Or he'll hear some sort of drum fill that he's never heard before. And that piques his attention a little bit. Then there's other stuff that he's like, why was this ever made? And so we kind of go back and forth because then, you know, we take our turns because if he's forced to listen to my stuff, then I have to listen to his stuff usually on the way home or whatever it is. We compromise. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's funny because they will listen to, our kids have listened to a gamut of basically everything throughout their entire childhood. Because Max was, I was pregnant with Max when I was doing Oldies Radio and I was still doing very limited hours doing a morning show when he was just a baby. So he ended up at the station a lot sitting behind the control board on somebody's lap. So there was that aspect of it. And then, of course, it was always just a very important part of our lives. And so they've always, always had music on. I think the very first thing that Max downloaded on Spotify when he actually got his account was Carry On Wayward Son. I think that was exactly the very first thing.
Kansas.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, it's a great song. That was the first thing that I think he had on his playlist at the time. Now, it's evolved since then, but all of those first downloads are still on the list as well, mixed in there with all the stuff he listens to now. So I don't know. I think our kids are kind of lucky because we've exposed them to a little bit of everything. I mean, they know Johnny Cash, Dexter Loves Ring of Fire. They know some of the older country as well. They're kind of like we are with newer country. They're like, okay, fishing in the dark. That's about all we're going to handle here. You know, but, you know, they know Elvira. They love Elvira. They think that's the corniest, cheesiest song ever, but in a great way. So, you know, they know a little bit of everything, which I can appreciate. So they've got wide and varied tastes. They're eclectic young men
and
is what they
good.
Are.
That's good that they have eclectic tastes. Do you think when celebrities pass away like this, do you think it's more a case of the nostalgia? I mean, if somebody, let's say it was an actor or a musician that you really, really enjoyed and was really important to you, do you actually get upset about it? Or
do you?
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's so much because it's weird because obviously I've never met this human being. I have no attachment to them other than their their career. But I think if they're an important part of who you are or the music you've liked or the movies you've liked or the books you've liked, whatever it might be, I think there's that one singular line of attachment you have to that person. Right. Because their music was important to you for some reason. And Tina Turner, I mean, she was a classic for me. That was a big one because she was a class act. She truly was.
Yeah.
And you got to love the story behind Tina Turner basically rising from the ashes after the entire Ike debacle and all of that kind of stuff, you know? So I love her story. And I remember watching her in interviews and things in the 1980s when MTV actually did interviews and had artists on and all of that kind of stuff. And she was just one of those incredibly humble, sensational human beings is what she was like. So that was why I got upset about that. You know, obviously losing an artist like Prince a few years ago, that hit so people in so many different ways just because they were attached to the music or they loved Prince because of Purple Rain, the movie, or whatever it might be. But no, I do actually get upset about some of it, you know? I remember Prince. When Kurt Cobain died, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
That was horrible. Mm-hmm. That was a tragedy for so many people, mainly because I think of his age and the fact he was leaving behind a wife and a daughter, a young daughter. But I mean, there were so many people attached to his music because for the first time, they felt like somebody was speaking to them through music and saying the same things that they were thinking with the grunge that came into play at the time. So I think, you know, there's a lot of reasons why we get upset.
I think that they're basically the soundtrack of our lives. And we've listened to their music and what they've given to us personally because we attach ourselves to music and it becomes our own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It becomes our own. And I remember when David Bowie passed away.
Oh, yeah. That was a big one, too.
I remember because there are so many moments that I remember over all of the years where these musicians and actors have passed away. But when David Bowie passed away, I remember I was going to pick up our son at school. And this is when we were living in Eau Claire, and on the way to school, I was listening to a radio station out of the cities, okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And they played a Bowie song, and then they played another, and then they played another.
And you just know, right?
Immediately.
You just know.
I think it was on a Friday.
Yeah.
So, it could have been a thing where they were just paying tribute for some special reason, but I didn't get that feeling.
No.
And so his last album was Black Star.
Sure.
And that album was just released. It had just been released.
Yep.
And I was going to pick up our son. And then after I got our son out of school and got him into the car and started driving back, then I heard that he had passed away. And I was just stunned. Just absolutely stunned. And I had pre-ordered the album. And so when we got back home, what was sitting on my doorstep? The album.
I had just found out
that David Bowie had died.
It's weird how sometimes things work out.
Yeah.
It's strange.
And then listening to the album, you could clearly tell that he knew he was going to be passing away. And wow. I mean, it just hits you like a ton of bricks.
It does. It truly does. And, you know, I remember doing oldies radio so many years ago, and I walked into the station that morning, the morning George Harrison died. My phone was ringing and ringing and ringing, and I was running a few minutes behind, and it happened to be our overall group program director for the oldies side of things, giving me basically my rundown of how we were going to do the morning, now knowing that one of our biggest artists that we played on the station had passed away. And it went so far as to, I mean, we went into maybe 75 for music at the time.
Okay.
But obviously we were playing the stuff from the 80s, Got My Mind Set on You and all of that good stuff as we played tribute to George Harrison. And it was one of those mornings, it just felt surreal because at that point in time, you're like, huh, there's only two Beatles still remaining, you know?
Yeah.
And it felt very surreal as you were playing all these songs that made them famous, that you remember them playing on the Ed Sullivan Show if you're old enough to remember that great piece of history, or maybe seeing them in concert or whatever, because it was an entire day of just Beatles and talking about George Harrison and that kind of thing. And it's surreal for in that moment in time. So yeah, no, I totally get what you're saying.
I'm old enough to remember when John Lennon was shot, and that one was devastating.
Right.
I mean, that took me out of the game for a long time. What's that?
I mean, there's still tribute areas where he was shot on the street. Yeah. I mean, people still every single year bring flowers and memorials to where John Lennon was shot because it was that impactful. And those types of events also become major parts of history too, not just musically, but also our main history in this country as well, which is also kind of ironic and weird at the same time that somebody who just plays music could have that big of impact on our entire history book too, right? There's like entire sections in history books about the day John Lennon was shot. So, you know, we all have those ties to some of these things, these actors, these actresses, these singers, you know?
That emotional attachment. I mean, some of that music has gotten so many people through rough times, happy times,
right?
You know, sad times.
Right.
Again, it's ours. Once they release it and they have created it and made that music, it becomes ours. And it ties into our lives in so many different ways.
It's like we have these running soundtracks. That's why when that show was on NBC, Nora's something playlist or whatever. It was. I can't remember the entire title because it was long. That's why I liked the concept of it, though, because she was living her life according to the music as things were playing out in her life and bringing in songs that reminded her of that exact moment. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a cool concept. I'm not sure they delivered it correctly for enough people to be to thoroughly get it or really enjoy it. But the concept was spot on as far as how people have music and movies and things right there in their life at certain moments. The concept was spot on. Their delivery had much to be desired. Let's say that.
The execution, not so much. Yeah.
And it wasn't the actors and actresses, and it wasn't the people on the screen. It felt like maybe the writers. The writers maybe didn't understand their own concept enough to actually get the point across is what it it actually felt like. And they were doing it in real time. Like if she was at work, all of a sudden then something would happen and the song would come on that reminded her of that moment. And so I got where they were going. That's why I didn't hate it. But I was like, we could do so much better. Could do so much better, because I understand what you're trying to do and I understand why you're trying to convey this message.
You got the idea and the concept, but the execution was off.
There's some work that needs to happen here. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. We mentioned it a little earlier. Winter weather advisory today until 1 o'clock. Otherwise, cloudy and windy with snow and blowing snow likely. We could see an additional 1 or 2 inches before this is all said and done. Northwest winds gusting 30 to 40 miles per hour today. Hold on to the hats. My goodness. 38 for a high. Down to 30 tonight. Then tomorrow we could see some more light rain and some snow with a high near 42. Right now it's 30. Time for a look at your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
Here's a look at your Max FM community calendar. It's time for the 4th annual Baraboo Mystery Weekend in downtown Baraboo. Once again, downtown will be turned into the scene of a mystery for amateur detectives to solve. It's a fun and unique mix of mystery theater, live action clue game, and scavenger hunt. Suspects and witnesses will be out and about just waiting to share their stories and answer questions. The grand finale of the weekend will come on Sunday at 3 p.m. at the historic Al Ringling Theater, when the local police chief will unravel the mystery and arrest the culprit. Prizes for participants will be awarded by drawing, including the grand prize selected from those who were able to correctly identify the murderer. Again, this will be happening both Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. each day, and then that final reveal at 3 p.m. Again, BaraboomysteryWeekend.com for all the details. It's also time for Chili Madness at St. John's School Gymnasium in Portage. It's an opportunity to show off your favorite chili and watch the final four games. This will be from 6:30 until 8:30 at the St. John's School Gymnasium. It's a free will donation, but they suggest $5 per person. Again, Chili Madness takes place on Saturday, April 6th, 6:30 until 8:30. Email youth at stjohnsportage.com for more details. And it's time once again for Maple Fest at the McKenzie Center in Poinette. This unique annual sweet event will offer all things maple syrup, including various drop-in activities, guided tours of their sugar bush, also demonstrations of how to tap a tree, and interpretive talks about the historical methods and cultural importance of maple sugaring in Wisconsin. Gift shop, concessions, and local Wisconsin maple syrup will be available, plus a quilt raffle at noon. This is a free event and open to the public. You do need a park sticker to attend. This is all happening at the McKenzie Center. It's Maple Fest for 2024 on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Weddings can be murder. Join in the fun of solving a crime as you interview possible suspects and collect clues during the Baraboo Mystery Weekend, April 6th and 7th in downtown Baraboo. Tickets are just $10 online at BaraboomysteryWeekend.com or in person at A Sense of Adventure. Solve the mystery and you could win prizes and raise money for the Baraboo Music Support Group. Join us in solving a murder, April 6th and 7th during the Baraboo Mystery Weekend.
UB40, there is Red Red Wine. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:42 right now. And my Dexter just came downstairs. I don't know why the kids are already up this early in the morning. This is like some sort of record, Finn. But he was actually listening this morning, and he heard us talking about different music. And he's like, don't forget that I just got that Nirvana album. So his very sweet significant other, Haley, was doing a little shopping with her family the other day and found the original Nirvana album on vinyl for Dexter because she knows much he and she found it and she got it and she sent it to him and so that came in the mail the other day. Now our record needle like the needle on our record player broke and so Corey needs we need to get a new one
and then we can
crank that up. So now he was very excited about it. He's like, see, we really do listen to everything, Mom, and I listen to you, so we really do listen to everything. I was like, that's what he just said to me during UB40. I was like, gee, thanks.
Word.
We really do listen to everything. Well, thank you. Everybody needs a cheerleader like Dexter in life.
Hey, at least he's listening to Nirvana.
This is true. And at least, you know, something from the radio world sunk in by osmosis, whether it's my show or something else. I don't know. Interesting. Oh, my goodness. I was like, are you going back to bed? He's like, no, I think I'm up for the day. All right. That's
okay.
Cool. All right.
We'll roll with that.
Yeah. I know. It's rare that we have a sighting of a teenager in this house by 8 o'clock in the morning. Yesterday, Corey was up and out the door by yesterday at this time. It's very rare we have a Corey Hartman sighting by 8 a.m. most days, unless there's something that's exploded, blown up, or he needs to fix it. So I was shocked. But, you know, between the weather here and then the fact that because we were having this weather here, there were five states that were under severe weather warnings and potential, we'll say, because I'm not sure anything actually happened yesterday in some of those states. I think it all kind of fell apart. But he, you know, was kind of on alert for all of that because
sure.
We had chasers out. So he knew it was going to be a busy day, so we got a jump start just in case the weather got wonky here and everywhere else, and he had some severe weather he had to cover. So early start for him, but two days in a row, the men in this house are up.
Yeah, they're all up early.
Kudos to
all the poll workers yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, that weather was pretty gross, and polls were open until 8 o'clock last night, and obviously the elections must go on. You can't reschedule those.
Nope.
And kudos to the people who I saw in some areas of the state standing in line to cast their vote as well, with the rain and the wind and the sleet pounding on them. So thank you to everybody for getting out, doing your civic duty, and voting. You know how much I love a good election. I'm always going to be a champion for that. Now, I wanted to take a second to talk about MaxFMBigDeals.com here, Finn, because, you know, a day like today, maybe you just don't have any ambition to do anything. Online shopping, saving money, those are two things that we can always get behind, especially when the Powerball, which we're going to talk about a little later this morning, is like over $1 billion at this point for tonight's jackpot. So we'll get into that, though, a little later this morning. But if you're over at MaxFMBigDeals.com or haven't been over there for a while, please go take a look because lots of new inventory being added all the time. And I wanted to highlight some of the newest stuff in there really quickly. So one of the new ones that we added is Tar Benders with Sass. This is a new, basically, bar in a historical building in downtown Reedsburg where they offer free pool on Thursdays and a great atmosphere. A $25 certificate for you to go check out Tar Benders with Sass is only going to cost you $17.50 right now when you go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. So not a bad start to the morning, right? And then if you're looking for a little family fun, you know, the weekend's still not quite where we want the weather to be, and if you want to get out and do something exciting, we've got a couple opportunities over at the Big Deal store for that as well. A $30 certificate that will admit one to Elusive Escape Rooms, that's only going to cost you $21, Finn, so quite a savings there. An instant download with that too, which means we don't send you anything, it's already there on your phone, so you're enjoying escape room day whenever you want. We also have a $25 certificate to towards axe throwing at Asgard Axe and Tap. That is only going to cost you $17.50 as well. That axe throwing, that's become a really popular thing as of late. So definitely check that one out. A $40 certificate towards jewelry at Love Lash and Weld. This is that permanent jewelry. That's only going to cost you $28 when you go to maxfmbigdeals.com. And then, of course, we all have to take care of our vehicles every now and then, right? So Backrope Baraboo Motors has a $50 service certificate over at the store right now. Only $30 for that as well. So some really big savings right now at some of our favorite local spots. And so you really need to check it out. I mean, because that's really just the tip of the iceberg. And again, new inventory going in all the time. But do a little online shopping. Get those certificates. You know, you get yourself ready for summer, spring, or with the instant downloads, even for this weekend or even tonight if you don't feel like cooking. So there you go.
Max, I love the
FMBigDeals.com. Yeah. Oh, no. There's all sorts of stuff in there. It's really, really cool. A little bit of everything. You know, I always say there's some stuff for the home in there. There's some stuff just specifically for individuals who are doing shopping. A lot of food, a lot of drink, and now a lot of experiences over there as well.
Yeah.
So there you go. So check it out and get those certificates. Start stocking up on them. We always like to remind you that they do make great gifts as well. So if you want to go that route, you know.
Mother's Day is coming up.
That's right. Father. Day, maybe a day of axe throwing for dad for Father's Day. I mean, that sounds way better than the tie and the coffee mug that you were eyeing the other day. So let's face it, the other day, nobody's thought about dad yet for Father's Day because there's too many things in
really
the way.
Really need another tie or another belt?
No, he does not. So I think a day of axe throwing sounds so much better, or a family day at the escape rooms or something like that. There's all sorts of stuff you're going to find over there. And again, they never have to know if you're giving it as a gift that you saved a lot of money. Only you have to know that. They're just going to get the dollar amount that they can spend.
I know.
They just get the dollar amount that they can spend. It's so cool. So definitely check it out. I mean, after all, who really wants to do anything but do some online shopping today?
Today? Yeah. I mean, it's what it's all about.
What else are we going to do?
Yeah.
Curled up with the puppy, a blankie on the lap, maybe in front of a fire if you're lucky enough to have one of those. Oh, what am I saying? Aspie's the one who takes up the fire. I had the electric fireplace going yesterday because there was a chill in the air with all of our windows. That wind was just cutting through some of them like you wouldn't believe. And it was chilly in the house. And so I started the electric fireplace, and pretty soon I was like, why am I so cold? There's like no air blowing out of this thing. And then I looked down and here she is huddled right up against the heater where all the warm air blew
She's
out.
She's hogging all the warm air.
She was nice and toasty. Dexter and I were like, geez, dog, it's a little cold in here. Could we have some more air too?
When we got home last night, it was really late, late, and had to take the dogs out one last time and took them out into the backyard. Of course, you know, we finally got the fence up in the backyard at the last part of the, you know, the end of last year, and took the dogs out. There were two bunnies in the backyard.
Poor bunnies.
Oh, man. Our dogs went insane. It was like, I don't know, it was like watching Daytona or something.
Yes.
I mean, and the poor bunnies.
I feel so sorry for the critters.
But they escaped, and
we have bunnies who live under our deck.
We have
bunnies. Mm-hmm. They live right under our deck where it's warm all the time, and they live there all year round. So you can imagine that every time Aspen goes outside, there's at least one bunny to be seen. And probably why my shoulder, my right one, doesn't stay in place as much as it should, because that's the one I always have a rope on, and that's the one that always gets pulled and yanked and jerked because, oh my gosh, mommy, I don't know if you see it, but there's a bunny right there.
I'm about to get it.
Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Winter weather advisory in effect until 1 o'clock today. Some snow, some blowing snow, maybe another inch or two of accumulation. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at local sports with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff. Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. It's a quiet Wednesday like usual, which is good considering the snow that's going to be in the area today. Tomorrow, still a little iffy for spring sports, but at this point, there are still plenty of events on the schedule for area schools. And then Friday is the same way, so hopefully the weather will cooperate and get some of those in here to wrap up the week. Brewers remain unbeaten with a 3-2 victory yesterday at home against the Minnesota Twins. Jackson Chourio opened the scoring with a RBI single in the second inning. Christian Yelich would follow that up with a solo home run, and Bryce Turing had a double to left in the third to make it 3-0. That was enough for the crew. Same two teams meet today at 12:10. Joe Ross gets the go for Milwaukee, and Chris Paddock will be countering for the Twins. Again, first pitch at 12:10. Bucks fall on the road last night, 117-113 to the Washington Wizards. Just the 15th win of the season for Washington. They found a way to hang around and then made some big shots when it mattered at the end and got the victory. That was all even with the fact that Giannis had a triple-double in the game, 35 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists. Chris Middleton with 24 points for the contest. Damian Lillard did not play in last night's game. Team returns to the Fiserv Forum with just 7 games left in the regular season. The next 5 will all be at home, and it all starts with the Grizzlies tonight at 7 o'clock. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City.
Cloudy and windy with some snow and blowing snow likely today. We could get an inch or two of additional accumulation with wind out of the north gusting to between 30 and 40 today. So conditions are going to be a little rough for travel here through the day. 38 the high tonight, 30 tomorrow. A little more light rain and snow, high of 42. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
99.7.
7:54 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries next. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, you can text us this morning, 355-9970. Stevie Wonder now on Max FM.
The night for me and you, my part-time lover.
some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's just a couple minutes before 8 now. And Finn, on this really yucky kind of Wednesday, we have some celebrating to do this morning, of course, with our birthday list. And before we jump into the celebrities here, we'll remind you that if you're celebrating or know somebody who is, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now, this is a really good list of celebrities. And we're going to start right at the top with Paris Jackson. Of course, we're talking about Michael Jackson's daughter, also the daughter of Debbie Rowe, who was basically just like a rental uterus for Michael Jackson. That was a really weird situation in life. Anyway, she is celebrating her 26th birthday. Now, did you see that the younger of the Jackson kids, Blanket, as he was fondly called by his father, is actually suing Grandma, which is really kind of interesting.
No. Yeah. What's this all about?
I haven't gotten the full scope of it, but apparently Blanket is taking Grandma to court over the estate that their dad left them. So I don't know if he feels like he should be getting more or what the deal is. I haven't really dove into it because it's another one of those celebrity drama, TMZ type things. But it is fascinating. And all three Jackson kids were actually in London this week. I did see the photo of that, or late last week, I should say, because the Michael Jackson musical premiered on their Broadway in London. And all three Jackson kids who signed off on the project were actually there to watch it on the stage in London. So that was pretty cool to see all
that
three of them
together.
That could
be a messy situation because there's lots of money involved.
There's
there.
Lots of money. There is lots of money. And that was a really big estate. I mean, the one headline that I did see is that Paris herself received something like $7 million a year just off the estate, and then whatever her brothers receive as well. So